Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here with Gina and Wendell.
Hi.
And we have some friends with us. I'm sure you guys all know one of my besties, BFFs from life, is D Pepsi. We also had D Pepsi's cousin, Mountain D, who is in blue today. And then we also have twin brothers that are coming with us, the Slim Jim twin brothers.
Rother.
So yeah, it is a party here in Bob's Fearmobile. We are on our way to Sarah's beauty shop. I'm sure she doesn't mind having her name out there since it's a business thing, but to the Clintonville Beauty Salon. I'm going to get a haircut.
No, you're not. You don't have any hair to get cut.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You want to get a haircut then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, Gina's going to get her hairs cut. It's summer, so time to get hairs cut. She's also getting tired of me playing with her ponytail.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about ponytails. I just like to flip them. I just think it's fun. I don't know. Most people are like, haha, that's funny. Gina's like, get off me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. It's very sunny. It's very pretty. And very hot. It's 87 degrees outside.
Wow.
Which, for mid-May, is disgusting. And I hate it. Because I hate heat. Well, okay, maybe I'm being a little overdramatic there. But, especially for mid-May, I mean, this is really kind of getting me worried about what kind of summer we're about to have. So,
when I'm going to spend most of them at your house because my air conditioner probably won't be on.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
I don't mind. If you want to pack up your computer and stuff and come to my house for a while, so your computer motherboard doesn't melt.
Yeah. Dad does not like that. I don't know if he doesn't like to or with the fundage, but he's very picky about when he turns on the air.
I would think he would love the air being outside all day. Hell, I'm outside half an hour. I want to jump into a tub of ice water.
Yeah.
But after hair is getting cut, we are going to Hound Dogs because I have not had Hound Dogs pizza in forever, and I'm craving a Hound Dogs Hawaiian pizza.
Then we can take a picture of it and send it to our friend who hates pineapple on pizza.
Yep, we are that kind of people. But
then we're going to the library.
And we're going.
We both have books.
We both have books to check out. Right now I am reading Distant Dreams, the Ribbons of Steel book one, and I'm enjoying it.
Yay.
I'm also reading Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone, which before you start bitching to me about Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, let me just, when was that book published? Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Because
90s, I think.
Oh, dear. Indiana Jones and the Philosopher's Stone, I believe, was in 95. So, I don't know. I was about to start being, like... Well, anywho. But, I mean, it's not like J.K. Rowling came up with the idea of the Philosopher's Stone. I mean...
Who did?
It's an old alchemy legend. There was an alchemist named Nicholas Flamel who apparently created this substance he could use to transmute metals into gold, base elements like lead, or base whatever you call, yeah, base elements like lead into gold. And apparently he could also use it to create a substance called the Elixir of Life that could grant eternal life. And people who actually believe these stories believe Nicholas Flamel and his wife are still alive.
They did mention that, actually, like two or three sentences in the Philosopher's Stone.
Right.
Oh.
And actually, I'm almost done with the Indiana Jones book. There were these two people. He didn't they didn't say it outright, but there were these two people that picked up Indy and his Indy girl. Indiana Jones was kind of like James Bond in every Indiana Jones story. There's a different pretty girl that he becomes temporarily romantically involved with. Kind of like James Bond. Well, anywho, there is a scene in the book where they're picked up in a limousine by two old looking people. And they're good people, and they're trying to put them back on the right path. And of course, their names were Nicholas and Perronel. Get it? Nicholas Flamel and his wife. But they seem to know all about the philosophers. But in the Indiana Jones book, the Voynich manuscript was tied to the Philosopher's Stone, and that's how Indy and his Indy girl are finding the Philosopher's Stone. Somebody is able to read the Voynich manuscript, and it's basically a long drawn out process in actually creating a Philosopher's Stone. So interesting stuff if you like archaeology, well, fictitious archaeology. Like if you're into, well, duh, if you're into Indiana Jones, then obviously. But also if you're in. If you also like Dan Brown stuff and like archaeological adventure, it's a pretty good book. Not the best written book in the world.
I tried to read the Dan Brown book and I got confused.
Which one?
The first one.
Oh, Angels and Demons.
Yes.
That's a good book.
Who do you like better, Indiana or James Bond?
I would say Indiana Jones. James, I mean, I like James Bond, but I don't know. I grew up with Indiana Jones, and when I was a little Bob, I could actually understand what was going on in Indiana Jones, unlike James Bond, where it was all about political intrigue and a little Bob. Even though there was lots of cool action, I still couldn't understand what was going on in the stories.
Who's better, Indiana Jones or James Bond?
Well, they both
faced off.
Oh,
that's a good question.
See the thing,
isn't it?
Yeah. Honestly, if it was in a firefight, I'd say James Bond because he's a trained killer, whereas Indiana Jones is a professor of history and an archaeologist.
Oh, so they're different.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So.
I read a James Bond book and got bored. I don't know which one it was.
They'd both be able to kick Robert Langdon's ass, though.
Who's that?
The guy in the Dan Brown books.
Oh. Because you knew I was going to ask.
Mm-hmm. So those are the books I'm reading. When I'm done with either one of those books, I am going to read William Shakespeare's Macbeth. I've read it in college, but I need to reread it because Macbeth is going to be part of a creepypasta I'm working on to fulfill my New Year's resolution because I'm a huge fan of creepypastas, so somebody challenged me to write a creepypasta and see if I can get it posted on one of the wikis.
That would be me.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
No? Yes, you did challenge me, Karen.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we get nuts. Because, yeah.
We should go to the library and look at Shakespeare in audio so I can expand my Shakespeare listening.
Ow!
What?
I hit myself right in the tooth with that.
Sorry?
Why are you sorry?
I know Romeo and Juliet, but
I'm the dumbass who just tapped my
tooth already.
Yeah. Alright, well, that's my time. I hope everybody's doing well, and thank you for hitting the old follow button under the skull and cross boots. And we will be back, probably from Hound Dogs. So stay tuned to this channel for further developments. Until then, this is Bob in the Black Boots saying pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.